New details have emerged in a Bakersfield shooting spree on Wednesday that left 6 people dead, including the killer. Valley Public Radio's Carrie Klein reports at least some of the killings may have been premeditated.
The Kern County Sheriff's Office has released the names of the suspect and victims in Wednesday's shooting. Sheriff Donnie Youngblood says there's reason to believe the suspect, 50-year-old Javier Casares, had a connection to many, if not all, of the victims. First, there's his ex-wife, Petra Maribel Bolanos de Casares, who was one of his first victims and earlier was reported as his wife. Casares allegedly killed her and 50-year-old Manuel Contreras outside the offices of TNT Trucking in East Bakersfield. Casares allegedly continued his shooting spree outside Bear Mountain Sports, killing 50-year-old Antonio Valdez. Authorities then say he went to a home on Breckenridge Road and killed 30-year-old Laura Garcia and her father, 57-year-old Eliseo Casares, before taking his own life. In a press conference on Thursday, Sheriff Donnie Youngblood reported that Casares and his ex-wife had 3 children. They had been divorced for only a few months. He said a domestic dispute was likely a factor in the killings.
We don't know that that is the catalyst, but we believe that it certainly has the implications of domestic violence.
Youngblood said detectives were investigating rumors that the suspect knew at least 2 of the other victims. Based on the timing and precise locations of the shootings, Youngblood says it's likely the suspect had pre-planned his attacks.
It appears to me to be very calculated.
The suspect allegedly carried out these killings using a .50 caliber handgun. With Valley Public Radio News, I'm Carrie Klein.